I am Adrien Garcia, entrepreneur, designer, and co-founder of the clothing brand Réuni. And you are listening to The Bold Way. The future belongs to those who question the established order. But how do you reinvent the rules, create iconic projects, and work that will make history? The Bold Way is the podcast that gets into the minds of those who excel in the field. Fashion, entertainment, food, design, art, or business. Their common points? Hard work, boldness, innovation, and a particular focus on creativity and aesthetics. My mission is to dissect their methods and mindset through long, unfiltered interviews to give you the keys to their success and inspire you to create your own path. The Bold Way is more than just a podcast. It's a movement that encourages everyone to find their own way, carve their own path, and innovate in their field. The Bold Way is where creativity and innovation meets business. Enjoy the episode.
I would like to understand why you stopped Industry Magazine.
Oh yeah, this is very easy. We started because we were fans of the industry. And I think this, and I think I can speak for Jens as well, because we talked a lot about this, you know, coming from Sweden, you feel like an outsider. I like being the outsider. And I like to be, you know, I want to be the underdog. Then when you try harder, we used to say, you know, it's like we're number two, like Avis, number two, we try harder. Hmm. There was a classic ad campaign. Avis, you know, Hertz was the big rental car company in America, and Avis was like, we're number two, so we try harder. I always loved that. And it's very much, I think, the Swedish mentality. Hmm. And that's why you also have a lot of amazing brands and talent coming from Sweden.
Yeah.
But so we were fans. And again, I also think you should always be proud to admit what you are. You know, we were fans. We wanted to meet our heroes. We also wanted to, and we were curious, and we figured out that being editors, people in the fashion industry like editors, advertising guys, not so much. So if you're an editor, you're important, you know. So industry was a smart way to do that. So we started that to meet our heroes and all that. And that was great. Like, it was so much fun. And I loved it. And I even, you know, I designed it in this size so it didn't fit the scanner, so you couldn't go online. It was like, should be very slow. We didn't shoot current collections. We had no advertisers. I mean, it's only costs. But because we had the agency and the other companies, it was like a marketing cost.
Wow.
So yeah, I think it was smart for us, for profile, for everything. But we did it. And here's the other thing that I think is important to know. Just because you've done it and it was fun and good doesn't mean you have to do it forever. It had a time and a place. It was timing. It was the right time. You know, editors became stars. Was our first cover. We had Anna Wintour on the first cover. We didn't. I just bought a picture on Getty, retouched it.
Okay.
It was guerrilla style. But I then got a signed copy sent to me from her, going, well done, from Anna. I still have it. We did 7 issues. And I think it's also if you have the energy. And at the last issue, both me and Jens, I remember us talking about who are we like curious about now? Like, what is we curious? And we didn't have any good ideas. And we'd met, you know, a lot of people. And it's like, maybe we don't have the energy or the ideas for this anymore. And at the same time, Instagram had come. So now everyone that was like an enigma in the industry that was hard to get to all became like a very accessible. Mm. People were posting, you know, I always tell the story, like we shot Marc Jacobs in drag in his closet. Mm. And suddenly he was posting pictures every day on Instagram. So what was exciting and exclusive that we could offer through the access we had with industry wasn't anymore. Mm. So therefore it had no point. And I also think we had lost interest a little bit and had, again, new interests. And there was two, Alexia and Elizabeth, who was like, were doing much, you know, all the work really for industry, you know, then they took off and did System Magazine that is amazing. Mm. And much better than industry ever was for what it is. And it's incredible the job they did there. Because they had the interest and maybe time to do it, and we needed to move on to our real business, you know. But so we stopped it for that reason. And
when do you know it's time to start? It's to stop.
I think when you're not excited
anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is a luxury to be able, because it wasn't our job, so we could decide to stop. Of course, it's different if anything else. But we always wanted to have a project that was like exciting and a bit more free. And so it's funny enough, like Frame replaced industry. And the idea for Frame is never that it was going to work. We did Frame